presence, all of you who are with us in person, and all of you who are joining us online. One of our announcements this morning is that I have a new microphone and we have a new mixer board. I want to thank Chip and Norris. Chip, Norris, Mickey, and Neil for coming and setting it all up this week. And we ask for your patience as we navigate these next few weeks with it, because they don't really have the opportunity to practice using this except on Sunday mornings during worship. So hopefully we're going to get some of the kinks worked out if there are any, but we ask for your patience ahead of time. We have a couple of things coming up in the next couple of Sundays. On June 11th, we are going to be celebrating our graduates. We have four students: Caroline Black, William Curry, Andrew Curry, and Sarah Grace Davis. So we're going to celebrate them June 11th with a reception following worship. Also that day, we are going to have a drive for the Blessing Box. The room over at the office complex has dwindled down, and we need some help filling that back up so that we can fill the Blessing Box. So both of those things are happening on June 11th. This week, I will be gone Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The Synod Assembly is Friday and Saturday, and I am attending continuing education Thursday as a pre-assembly event. Of course, I'll have my phone with me for emergencies, but I just want you to know that I'll be up in Greensboro those 3 days. And we give thanks to Joe and Jennifer Davis for serving as our voters and as our assembly attenders. Each congregation gets two folks to send up and help vote. So thank you, Joe and Jennifer. For those of you that requested offering envelopes, we have put those together and they are waiting for you in your box here at church, so make sure you pick those up. We have a special day today. Not only is it Pentecost Sunday, it is Judy's birthday, and I thought perhaps we could sing happy birthday to you, Judy. Mickey, will you give us a starting note?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
She leads us in worship. She directs the choir. She helps plan the music. And she serves us so faithfully, helping us to worship God. Happy birthday. The gift card raffle continues for the scholarship fund. Joe is here today. He'll be happy to sell you some tickets after worship. We're raffling the gift card basket. If you'd like to donate a gift card to that, please do so. And also, we have an American flag painted palette donated by James and Marie that we are raffling off as well. And so if you'd like to purchase tickets for those raffles, please see Joe after worship. I think that's all we have for today. Let's go ahead and, oh, thank you, Frank. Yesterday, Frank came out and put flags on all of the veterans' graves. He thinks he's gotten everybody, but you know, sometimes things happen. He wants to say if he missed somebody, he's sorry, but we thank you for doing that and honoring our veterans in that way, Frank. All right, we've got a few birthdays this week. Of course, Judy's birthday is this morning. Jordan Kepley, Johnny Turner, Nathan Baker, Carrie Fritz, and Angie Varner. We don't have any anniversaries, but two people remembering their baptisms are Joe and Jennifer Davis. Let's pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And I saw Tina Hedrick come in this morning, and so we do have one more announcement. Next Saturday, they are hosting the second annual Blue Gill Bash in memory of Gary Hedrick. It's a fishing tournament out at Brandon Hedrick's Pond, and I am imagining that you're here to help Hunter sell some tickets this morning.
Brandon Connor's Pond.
Did I say the wrong Brandon? Did I say Brandon Hedrick because I'm thinking Tina Hedrick? Brandon Conrad's Pond. Tina's selling tickets there, $5 each, and donations are also accepted. All right, let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God by whose hand we are given new birth, by whose speaking we are given new life. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are welcomed, restored, and supported as citizens of the new creation. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and mighty, you are the river of life. You are the everlasting wellspring. In mercy and might, you have freed us from death and raised us with Jesus, the firstborn of the dead. In baptismal waters, our old life is washed away, and in them we are born anew. Glory to you for oceans and lakes, for rivers and streams. Honor to you for waters that wash us clean. Quench our thirst and nurture both crops and creatures. Praise to you for the life-giving water of baptism, the outpouring of the Spirit of the new creation. Wash away our sin and all that separates us from you. Empower our witness to your resurrection. Strengthen our resolve in seeking justice for all. Satisfy the world's need through this living water.
Where drought dries the earth, bring refreshment. Where despair prevails, grant hope. Where chaos reigns, bring peace. We ask this through Christ, who with you and the Spirit reigns forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
us pray. O God, on this day, you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit. Direct us by the light of that Spirit, that we might have a right judgment in all things and rejoice at all times in your peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hi, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Hey, Calvin. Today is a really special Sunday at church, and there is something different about the sanctuary. Have you noticed anything that looks a little different?
No.
No? How about the red cloths that are on different things? Did you notice the red cloth? You did? Did you notice the red cloth, Kate?
Yeah.
And you're wearing a red dress and a red bow to match? I love it. Well, I'm also wearing my red stole today. This is called a stole, and pastors get to wear stoles. This stole is really special because it was given to me at my ordination. It's called the River of Life. Does this kind of look like a river on there to you?
Yeah.
It does? Does this kind of look like a river on my stole, Kate? She's got to get close to Mom. Does this look like a river to you, Kate? Do you think this looks a little bit like a river? Yeah? How is it different from a river? It's a rainbow, right? Rivers that we know are made of all water, right? But this is a rainbow. Do you know why that is? It's because as a pastor, I am called to serve our church, but I'm called to serve all people and all of creation. Yeah. That we get to share God's love with the whole wide world. And not just people, and not just our animals, but with trees and lakes and waters and oceans and birds. And so this river of life on my stole represents that I'm called to serve all of life, but also that all us people are called to serve all of life. And that's also why there's all different colors of ribbons on this spirit flag that we fly on Pentecost. And I think I'm going to start doing it on all the high and holy days. Because for us, it's a reminder for our eyes that the Holy Spirit is with us. We can't always see the Holy Spirit, and we can't always feel the Holy Spirit, and sometimes we can't even hear the Holy Spirit. But that doesn't mean that the Spirit isn't with us. And so that's what some of these things are today, are reminders for us that we can see with our eyes that the Holy Spirit is with us. And so I just wanted to explain that a little bit, because I only get to wear this a couple times a year, and I thought that you might like to know that. Do you have any questions about the Holy Spirit?
Kate does?
Kate, do you have any questions about the Holy Spirit? You do? Well, I want to tell you something about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit loves you. And the Holy Spirit loves you and you. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit to remind us that you love us. And you want us to show your love to all the world. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go to Children's Church, actually, with Calvin and Kelly. They're going to lead you today.
Pentecost had come. The apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own language we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered at them, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "People of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians. "No one can say, 'Jesus is Lord,' except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit." Word of God, word of life.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Mother and our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the things that I love about the Lutheran Church, and it's actually one of the things that drew me to the Lutheran Church, is the way that we honor and celebrate the church calendar. It's no surprise to anyone that I love celebrating the church calendar, each season with its own special meaning, and how it informs us and reminds us of who we are and our place in the gospel story. It does this by deeply rooting us in the life of Christ as we journey each year throughout his life. So we've been through Advent and Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Holy Week, and now today it's the 50th and final day of Easter. Today we have reached the day of Pentecost, in which another dramatic and supernatural occurrence of God's presence in the lives of believers takes place. On this day, we celebrate and we retell the story of that first Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out on all people. Part of that story is using red paraments, which represent the fire, as we remember the tongues of fire that descended over the crowd in Jerusalem. This festival day that we celebrate the giving of the Holy Spirit is the final day of Eastertide. It's the capstone to our celebrations of Jesus' resurrection. And part of what we do today is we end those celebrations of Jesus' resurrection with thanksgiving and a holy curiosity for what God's Spirit is still doing in the world today. Now, although Pentecost is one of the highest and holiest days of the entire church year, right? Last Sunday we talked about those different six holidays and how these three Sundays, Ascension Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, and next Sunday, Holy Trinity Sunday, are three of those Sundays. Even though it's one of the highest and holiest days in the church calendar, I will confess to you for years, Pentecost was one of the days in our church calendar that I understood the least. Now, I think there are probably a variety of reasons why this was the case, but I think part of it is because the Holy Spirit is the person of the Trinity that I knew the least. I believe that many Christians, including myself, simply don't understand the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives today. Now, perhaps one reason for this lack of understanding is that the Spirit does not draw attention to the Spirit's self. The Spirit is always putting attention onto the Father and onto the Son and the relationship that they share. So the Spirit doesn't want the attention on itself. It delights in revealing to us the Father and the Son. But I think another reason might be that we're not always able to articulate the effects of the Holy Spirit. And it's not because the Spirit isn't with us or because the Spirit isn't at work, because God is with us through the Spirit and the Spirit is always at work. But I think it's because we don't recognize it. The church, in focusing primarily on the Father and the Son, the first two persons of the Trinity, in doing so, the church just hasn't given us adequate language or knowledge to recognize the work of the Spirit or to even talk about that work. But I believe that if we allow it, the celebration of Pentecost and observing the season that follows it will not only transform us, but it will help us to deepen our relationship with the Holy Spirit, to learn more about who the Holy Spirit is and how the Holy Spirit is at work in the church and in all the world. So the same Spirit that we read about in Genesis that hovered over creation is the same Spirit that created everything that exists. And brothers and sisters, it is that same Holy Spirit that is sealed in us in our baptism. It's that same Spirit that we read about in Acts today that was poured out upon all people without distinction. It didn't matter what color their skin was, or where they were from, or what language they spoke, or what gender they were. God poured out God's Spirit on all people. And the reason that God did that was to inspire and empower the people of God to give witness to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection to all the ends of the earth. It is that same Holy Spirit that continues God's work of redemption in the world today. And just as Jesus promised, the Spirit continues to reveal Jesus to us and remind us of what Jesus taught. And that same Spirit gives each and every single one of us gifts and abilities to carry out Jesus' mission in the world. That mission of revealing God's love and grace to all people and all creation. Last Sunday, as we celebrated the Ascension, we remembered that Jesus has two bodies: his physical human body that ascended into heaven, and his body, the church. And now we, his body, the church, are filled with that Holy Spirit so that we can be his witnesses. And to help us do this, he sent us his Spirit, breathing into us his very breath, the very life essence of who God is. And just like the disciples, we aren't called to stand around looking toward heaven, waiting until the day Jesus returns, but we're called to be sent out into the world to reveal God's love and grace and mercy. So yes, we come to this place to worship, to pray, to hear God's word, to be fed and nourished with the presence of Christ. But we do it so that we can be sent out into the world to be Christ's body. So when you come forward this morning for communion, I want you to dip your finger in the baptismal water. Make the sign of the cross on your forehead, the same place that the cross was marked on you in baptism. Remember that God has adopted you as God's child, and that in doing so, God filled you with the Holy Spirit, who has been with you every single moment of your life. And when God breathed into you God's very spirit, you were given a call to bear God's creative and redeeming love to all the world. To help with that, receive Christ's body and Christ's blood so that you might be Christ's body for the world when you leave this place. Brothers and sisters, may the Holy Spirit continue to inspire and empower us to be Christ's body in the world. That with the power and the boldness of God's Spirit, we might be witnesses to all people and to all creation. That with our very lives, we would reveal God's love and grace and mercy to all the ends of the earth. Amen.
Hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Passionate God, you sent your Spirit through the gifts of fire, wind, and word. As you equip the disciples for their work, equip us to bring the good news to all those who long for you. Risen Lord, in your mercy. Restoring God, Wind and flame bring life and destruction throughout the world. We pray for those who work with wind energy, for protection for lands facing destructive fire, for forestry managers and firefighters. Renew the face of the earth. Risen Lord, in your mercy. Ever-present God, your Spirit embraces all. Send your Spirit of understanding to immigrants, refugees, and any experiencing language barriers. Bless the work of translators, ESL, teachers, ambassadors, and international peace organizations. Safely guide those fleeing war and danger. Risen Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, you anoint us with your Spirit. Bless nurses, doctors, midwives, chaplains, counselors, and hospice workers as they care for those in need. We pray for all who seek your comfort, especially Bill, Boyd, Scott, Paul and Carolina, John, Kent, Becky and Jana, Bobby and Jana, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Risen Lord, in your mercy. Generous God, you impart a variety of gifts. Set aflame the desire to learn from one another, especially those who differ from us. Make your presence known through missionaries, peace workers, and through the outreach ministries of our synod and community. Risen Lord, in your mercy. Life-giving God, we give thanks for those who have died to new life in you. As we observe Memorial Day, we remember those who died in military service. Comfort all who mourn and usher in a world where war is no more. Risen Lord, in your mercy.
Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Thank you.
us, God, in this meal you offer your very self. We give thanks to those gifts of the earth. In the breaking of this bread, reveal to us the risen one. In the pouring of this wine, pour us out to the Spirit through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. Fulfilling the promise of the resurrection, you pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting into one body of people every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the Spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. When we eat this bread, we share the body of Christ. When we drink this cup, we share the blood of Christ. Reveal yourself to us, O Lord, in the breaking of bread, as once you revealed yourself to your disciples. The risen Christ invites us to this table. Come, eat, and be satisfied.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God,
in you we live and move and have our being.
With your word and this meal of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with mercy and grace. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let's say together our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia.